This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, January 13th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. Ben Bernanke's recent defense of the Federal Reserve should make even Fed defenders nervous. He says the central bank's performance leading up to and in response to the financial crisis were entirely appropriate. Mark Calabria, Director of Financial Regulation Studies at the Cato Institute, offers his thoughts.
It's not necessarily an honor to be named Man of the Year.
And the honor comes back sometimes to haunt you. We all remember when Greenspan, Rubin, and Summers were the cover of Time team to say, you know, what the committee to save the world. That really looks great in retrospect.
You say that there are some distinct camps of people evaluating his performance thus far, especially in light of the financial crisis. How does Bernanke evaluate his own performance? And then what are those camps of evaluating Bernanke?
Well, one is to keep in mind, I look at it as there are two periods of his performance, and part of this covers not simply his time as chairman, but his time as a Fed governor. Leading up to the housing bubble, if you look at the years from 2002 to the bubble finally burst in 2006, he was a governor most of this time. There were a couple of years at the end where he was at the White House. But when he was governor, he was the loudest voice for keeping rates very low during those Greenspan years. And he was the loudest voice for the problem of debt deflation and why you need to worry more about deflation. So there's really two periods when you look at his Fed, the leading up to the bubble and the response to the bubble. By and large, I think the economics profession takes the view that Fed monetary policy was too loose during that time, and that contributed to the bubble. And then there's a larger, different debate about the Fed's responses to the bubble crashing, whether it was loosening monetary policy or more specifically the quantitative easing that was done in terms of like buying mortgage-backed securities, all the lending facilities that were set up, and of course, the AIG and the Bear Stearns bailouts. People fall in different camps, and it doesn't necessarily – how you view one doesn't necessarily drive how you view the other. And I would say there are largely three camps in this. I take the position that Bernanke got – things wrong in building up in the bubble, and they got the response wrong. You see a lot of people who would take the position that he got it wrong in terms of monetary policy being too loose, but his response was the correct. And of course, there's Bernanke. I'm not sure that anybody else is in the third camp except for Bernanke that he got it right both times. And he has recently come out and said that the response of the Federal Reserve to the dot-com bubble bursting and to 9/11 was appropriate, which is essentially 3 years of negative real federal funds rate. I would say he's in a distinct minority in that viewpoint that they got things right at that time.
So what are the implications of having a Fed chairman who believes that those responses, A, did not contribute to the housing bubble, and B, we'd do them again?
And I think that that is the most important question. I believe it was Lyndon Johnson who once said that it's not a mistake if you correct it. And if Bernanke believes that the Federal Reserve's response to the last to the dot-com bubble bursting was to keep rates very low and risk creating a bubble, and he's willing to risk that again, go back and look at 2002, 2001, we were coming off of a bubble. We had a recession that was very slow job growth. It took a very long time. Well, that sounds a lot like today. So if he believes that those policy responses were correct then, one could certainly conclude that he believes that similar responses are needed today. So I think there's a real concern in my mind that we're basically going to, I mean, who knows where the next bubble is going to be, but that we are essentially recreating another bubble. And we're going to have another mess. So I think there's a very real concern that Bernanke does not believe that any of the decisions by the Fed on the monetary policy side. He believes that they could have been tougher regulation-wise, which is sort of interesting. His argument is, well, if you only give us more regulatory discretion, we'll stop it from happening next time. So there are all sorts of knowledge problems that run through that, whether the Fed or any regulator could get it right. But the question of them playing a role in causing it, he doesn't seem to see that at all. So I am very concerned that they are very much sowing the seeds today of the next crisis.
You can say one of two different things, and according to you, this is – Bernanke is saying neither. One is that – well, he's saying one of them. One, we had no role in the crisis. Two, we played a role in helping inflate the housing bubble. But given the available information and pressures that we were facing at the time, it's forgivable.
And you're right. He does not take this view that we made mistakes that reasonable people would have made. He takes the view that, and he also to some extent sets up, in my opinion, a straw man. He makes it sound like, well, it's either you have to choose bad monetary policy or you have to choose shoddy underwriting by lenders. Well, you know, there's a real connection between the two. I mean, the number one driver of whether you and I will choose to get an adjustable rate mortgage rather than fixed rate is what's the spread between long-term and short-term rates? And who really controls that? The Fed has a major control over that. So, you know, he is trying to shift blame elsewhere. You know, and to some extent, it's just inaccurate and unfair because there were a multitude of causes. I mean, we didn't have one silver bullet. Even I would say this wasn't all monetary policy. So, but not even coming to the point of saying monetary policy did play a role, it's kind of hard to believe that you'll not make the same mistakes again.
Mark Calabria is Director of Financial Regulation Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.